This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. Even without a direct hit, Treasure Coast foliage was left quite a mess after Hurricane Irma, as evidenced by the debris which was piled at most curbs. Many trees and plants look dead, but are they? We're joined by Kate Rotindo, urban horticulture agent with the St. Lucie County Extension Office. We escaped a direct hit from Irma, but certainly not the impact.
Absolutely, yeah. Our landscape went through quite a bit of a whirlwind there after the heavy storm, heavy winds, a lot of water. So yeah, we're definitely seeing the after effects of Hurricane Irma in the area.
And what should we do with that? We're looking at things that definitely look like they have not made it in some cases.
Yes, from the Extension Service, we've been really just trying to remind people to really take it easy and just be easy on the heavy pruning and give the plants and the trees some time to recover. We have seen a lot of that brown that almost looks like we went through a hard frost, but that is wind damage. We've had some salt damage closer to the water. So the plants have been through a lot of stress. You know, we're just kind of easing people's minds, telling them just to take it easy on the heavy pruning. Obviously, if there's anything, branches that have fallen down or that are hanging, those probably aren't going to make it. But just to give the plants a little bit of time to recover since they've been through a very stressful time.
How much time?
It can actually take some palms up to 6 months to really show if they're going to make it or not. Some other plants show it quick, you know, a little bit quicker. I've talked to people this week that they're seeing, I've even seen it at my house with the cocoa plums and some other things that are now starting to, it almost looks like spring where we have some of the new leaf growing, you know, from the stem. So it just depends really, and it depends on the age of the plant and the wind damage that it went through. So in a nutshell, it really does depend, but things are starting to, if you look closely, I know from a distance in a car, it might look like, you know, a tree looks terrible, but if you get close to it, it might actually have some swollen buds and have some new growth coming on.
Now, is there anything we can do besides give it some time to extra water? Is there anything we can do to help it?
Yeah, that's a good point. The water right now is an important point. If you have any small shrubs or small trees that are sort of leaned over, if you've leaned them back up and you have any of those roots that have been exposed, it is important because right now it's still fairly hot and really sunny. And so if you can avoid any of that drought damage, it sounds crazy because we've had all this water, but you know it's still really hot. And so if you're helping them recover, yeah, water is essential right now, especially for things that were either knocked over or have some extra, you know, it looks extra stressed. I would definitely give them some supplemental irrigation.
If we lost something and we want to go out and look for something to replace it, what are some of the things that we should look at that might be more tolerant of a climate like that?
Sure. We often try to encourage people to use native plants. You can tell really when you're driving around, you can see, you know, no plant is never going to be susceptible. Even if it is a native and it's lived here for hundreds of years, it still could be susceptible. But a lot of times native plants do a lot better if you see some of the sea grapes, some of our native palms, the cocoa plums. They've fared a whole lot better than some of the other more brittle trees that are non-natives.
And if you need some of those native plants, Rotindo says there will be a plant sale at the Extension Office on Pecos Road in Fort Pierce from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. We'll have a link to more information on our website, wqcs.org, also a way to contact the Extension Office if you have any questions about your plants. I'm Jill Roberts.